Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Yeah. Wow. Wow. It's amazing how these days just kind of blend together. And I spent most of my time today outside. I was working in the backyard. And I want to get more yard work done, but I just haven't felt like I needed to. But all of the different neighbors are putting the social pressure on. You know, we have social distancing where they tell us to do this, but I know all the guys in the neighborhood, they also have the social lawn pressuring. So as soon as you hear the lawnmower start up, all of them start up. It's like a chain reaction, which a lot of people have been working and doing that. My parents absolutely love their grandson. So they bought him a wooden playset for the backyard, had it shipped to the house here. And for the most part of today, I tried to put it together. I couldn't finish it in time before I had to start getting ready for the show. And I had some other obligations, like a video I posted on the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page. My good friend Scott Sands, he is someone that does radio up in Toledo. Very cool dude. WSPD is a talk station up there. And I just wanted to talk radio with him. And if you want to see that video, you can go to the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page. Make sure to like the page. We're trying to grow the fans that listen to this show. And if you enjoy it, I'd always like to communicate with you on there. So that's pretty neat. Watch the presser from earlier today. The press conference with President Trump, Dr. Brix, and Dr. Fauci. And they did a pretty good job. They mentioned a few other things. I think the moral or the key word that everyone's going to be taking away from this is modeling. There's a lot of modeling. But they also look at the worst case scenario. And they look at, ooh, it's going to get bad. Oh, it's going to get bad. So we'll play some clips from that in the show today, too. Here's the phone number. It's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We'll open it right up. And yeah, keep the radio on tonight. Just let us hang out with you. Let us fill your house or your apartment or whatever it is. Maybe you're driving around. Let us fill it up with something other than silence there for a little while. This is one of the headlines from NBC News. IRS releases more info on how to get coronavirus stimulus check ASAP. Says payments will go out within 3 weeks for people who have their direct deposit information on file with the IRS. Honestly, I didn't know that the IRS had that information and they kept that information. Did you know that? This is what I thought would happen in the process, that you file your taxes through whatever service you use. So you have some service or a person prepared or whatever it is. And if you have a direct deposit, they send that information with your taxes. They use that information to direct deposit a refund. And then when they're done, it's over, right? It's done. But I guess they keep it on file? Now, you see, that was new to me. So new information from the IRS puts a little bit more light on what's going to happen for Americans eligible for a stimulus cash under the new relief law. The fastest way to make sure you get a return is if they filed for 2019 or 2018 with bank information so the government can deposit the money directly. It says the IRS will use people's 2019 returns to calculate eligibility and automatically send the money to those who qualify. That surprises me a little bit. And because not everyone has filed for 2019, even though they push the filing date back by a couple of months, some people are taking advantage of that and they're not sending anything in there. What's interesting is that there's some people, like we had a caller yesterday, who's an independent contractor, someone that doesn't have a, you know, their income that is reported, federally speaking. Like most people who are on a payroll, their information is sent, so they get their tax forms, their W-2s and whatnot. And it's already shown, here's all the money you made, here's what was reported to the federal government, so they kind of have an idea of what you're already going to be reporting in. So what's interesting is the independent contractors who they don't know how much money they made in 2019. I guess that's where 2018 comes in handy, which that gives them an idea for that. So that's how they're automatically calculating this sort of things. Agency said it would publish additional information about the new form soon. Their website, irs.gov/coronavirus. And I know some people are wondering, really, how long will it take before you get those checks? And the numbers haven't changed. $1,200 a person for an adult, $500 per child under 17, up to a certain threshold. So if you make over $75,000 a year, you'll see that number decreased up until $99,000. Then basically you get nothing if you make over $100,000 as an individual. Married couples, think of it this way. Instead of $75,000, it's married couples. If you file jointly, $150,000 or less, you'll get that full amount. So IRS said Americans who weren't required to file taxes in the last 2 years will have to file a simple tax return with basic information like filing status in order to get that government money. So I guess you'll have to put something in there and get it in the works. 314-436-7900, that's the number. You can call or text that number too. It's really strange to be sitting in my basement wearing sweatpants and socks and get to talk to people from all over the United States. It's one of those, it's so strange. I love it though. Just like Greg calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Greg. How are you?
Good evening, Mr. Ricker.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I got to ask you. All right. I was listening today on your Facebook, all right? And you were talking to your friend. And I was texting as fast as I could, all right, with this, that, and the other thing. I was trying to make your eyes roll. Do you get those texts right away?
Yeah, I do. So I have them up on the screen, and I watch the text. I can see the comments coming in, but I wasn't really using the comment. Like, I wasn't reading them actively. I would just see them come in, but I wasn't really paying attention to them because this was more of a, you know, informal conversation. What did you say in that?
Well, your friend liked every one of them. I think I sent about eight in about 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You guys kept going from one subject to the next. I was like, okay, I got to get in there. I got to get in there. It's like, oh, my goodness.
You like those videos?
What?
Did you like that video?
I didn't see that. I saw you and him talking together. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that one. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. He seems like a nice guy.
He is really a nice guy, yeah.
He's level-headed. It's like, my goodness, you know, it's great. I was listening in, and like I said, you were bouncing off from one subject to the next. It's like, oh, my goodness. And then earlier, was it March 24th? I saw that you got my long text about being the first caller. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, yes.
Hey, a lot of adjectives there. A lot of adjectives.
Man, I am glad that you're participating that way and you're not getting shadow banned like Twitter or whatever the issue was on Twitter.
Oh, joining me to talk to you about Twitter. The idea is today I met up with Kevin Killeen. I knew he would.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, I did. He made a comment on something and I commented on his comment. And that's just what just happened. I got 500 hits right before your show started. So people are eating it up.
500 hits on what?
Well, I talked about something. Can I talk about it?
Well, that's okay. Never mind. It's all right. You know, just in general, I'll see if I can find it up there. Yeah. Well, that's cool, Greg. I'm glad you called in. So, how's social?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. michaelsflooringoutlet.com.
Hey, welcome back to Overnight America, and I gotta tell you, I knew this would happen at some point, so let me tell you what I'm looking at, so I can give you an idea of what happened, and I knew this would happen. I tried so hard not to make this happen. So I have my laptop computer in front of me, and plugged into my laptop is another monitor, so I have two monitors hooked up to my computer, and I was opening up some audio, I was getting that ready to play, and when I clicked to the mouse, like you go to the top left corner for file and open, but I went just a little bit too far and it moved over to my other screen, and right on the other side of the screen is the X button to close what I use to broadcast to the radio station, and of course it would do that. So I had to reopen the link I use, I had to re-click the settings and then try to connect, and by that point it was about 20 seconds later, and Producer Mike did what he had to do and go to break early, which is fine. But I knew this would happen at some point. I tried so hard not, but I just knew it would happen. So let's take some calls, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I want to also go through some of the latest numbers here in the city and county. We're starting to see a tick up in those numbers, but that is what is expected. And a lot of what President Trump was talking about today with the doctors in his task force is that the next 3 weeks are going to be tough. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about the stimulus checks that we're about to get.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My question is this. I am a Social Security disability recipient, but I don't make enough money to pay taxes. I make $11,000 a year. $25,000 is the limit that if you're below that number, you don't file taxes. So am I going to receive a stimulus check? Big question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I just, for the first time I read that on NBC News, that you may have to submit something, even though you're not paying into it, and even though you're not expecting a return or anything, you would get something, but it sounds like you're going to have to get something on file first before they do that.
Since I didn't file taxes for probably the last 10 years, they definitely won't have a bank account for me that's current to send me a direct deposit. So somehow or another, I'll have to figure out how to contact them so that I can get my stimulus check if I'm eligible.
Well, did you receive any tax forms in the mail the last couple of years?
Yes, and I received 1099, which shows my income, I make $944 a month and have for the last 10 years, but I have not been above $25,000 on my income for any of those 10 years, so I have not filed. So I need to know what I have to do next to get that money to me. Now, I would imagine that if they had my address, they could send it to me. But I know that I'm, you know, way back in a caseload that is probably not going to hit, you know, based on the fact that I'm not a taxpayer, based on that I'm not employed. So I'm just trying to figure out the minutiae of what I'm going through right now, simply because I've heard every report that taxpayers are going to get the money. I've heard that certain other people are going to get the money, but people that fall into my category, and there's plenty of us, this is not just me, there are plenty of us who have the criteria that I have that are disabled and that do receive Social Security, and I'm still curious if I'm going to receive the benefit.
Yeah, everything I've read leading up to this is that you would. I think the question is, how fast are you going to get payment? It makes it sound like you're going to have to submit something first. That was the first time I saw it, that NBC article. I've never seen it anywhere else besides what they just mentioned there. So since they don't have a direct deposit on file, I think originally what they said was they would send it to your last known address. And it sounds like if you're getting 1099 forms to whatever address you're at, they
right.
know where you live. So as long as you haven't
right.
moved, you may just naturally get something through the mail. You might not have to actually file anything.
And it's 3 weeks for the people who will get direct deposit, and I'm sure it will be a nominal amount of time after that for anybody else who qualifies. But I've been trying to contact Governor Pritzker because I live in Illinois, and I've been trying to figure this out because I've seen conflicting reports saying, yes, you're going to get it. No, you're not going to get it. Yes, you're going to get it. And there's really just too much going on for me to be too concerned about it. But at the same time, if I can line up for it, I'm going to.
Yeah, so this is what I would encourage you to do. Look for that NBC article I just mentioned, and there's a way that it tells you. So it says, IRS releases more info how coronavirus stimulus checks get out. So you could go and really look that up. So the IRS just put this out today. So this is some of the more details on what you're going to have to do if you're not in that direct deposit camp. Just look at one of the more recent articles. I think Forbes did one today too. And they actually have some links in there. And I think that'll answer your questions better than I can. So Mike, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah. I feel like I should get a crash course in tax law. Like I should study up while I'm at the house and get a little bit more boned up on it, mostly because a lot of the calls we get, am I going to get the stimulus money? And I don't feel like I'm the greatest authority on it, per se, but I've read enough. Things have changed. When they put that stimulus bill out, there was some stipulation of what was going to happen. Then the bill actually came out. We got to see what was in it. That gave us a better understanding of who's going to get it. Most people will. I think there's a couple of classes that are excluded. Classes isn't the right thing. Groupings or whatnot. So if you're back on child support, if you're a parent that is getting their wages garnished and you're back on child support and not you're way behind or whatever it is, it looks like you're not going to be getting that check. The other thing is, if you are a dependent on your parents, so let's say you're under the age of 17, but you still work, but you're under the age of 17, and your parents list you as a dependent on their taxes, it looks like they'll get your money, the $500 per kid. But if you're like 18 to 24, college-age student, still a dependent on the parents' taxes, but maybe you file regardless, that's a gray area. You may not get it. That was something we talked about last night. Let's go to Ron, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm puzzled at why this is for everybody, they call it stimulus package.
Yeah.
I thought initially it was for people who did not have, or they lost their wages. They're out of a job. They don't have any earnings. So this is like extended unemployment compensation. Now everybody's in the package, which I don't quite understand. And we don't think about debt. You know, somewhere down the road, we're going to get into that, we got to shut the government down because we don't have any money, no tax revenue coming in. And then we're going to kick the can down the road, as they call it.
Yeah.
So everybody
this is
going
to be
get on this bandwagon, but they don't really, people on Social Security like myself, we haven't lost any income, and we're supposed to benefit from this? I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, you might not, but there's a two-part to this to way to look at it. So there's also places, businesses that you would be patrons of that you're not spending your money at, and they're hit pretty hard. So this is another way to infuse money back into the economy otherwise
true.
Wouldn't be spent.
Well, yeah, that's the classic Keynesian argument about that kind of deficit spending. But my point is, we're not losing any. We'd still have the money to patronize those places you're talking about. We'd still have our Social Security hasn't dropped off. We're still getting that check. It's the people who are wage earners. That's where they're in the dark area, and they need that money.
I don't know how the government would be able to disseminate who needs it and who doesn't, who lost income, who had harder hit wages, loss, whatever it may be. There could be instances where they could figure out that information, and then basically it's almost like a emergency relief. So like when a hurricane hits or when there's a tornado that's hit and people have the ability to file for emergency funding in order to stay afloat, and then they have to go through and screen every single person that asks for funds, as opposed to going through that process with 330 million people in the United States. They say, all right, here's the threshold. If you meet this threshold, we know that if you don't need it yourself, at least you're putting it back into the economy. If you do need it, this will help fill in some of the cracks of what would have been lost during that time period where we forced you to stay in your house. Now, keep in mind, a lot of this is not because it's anyone's fault. It's because the government wants you to stay home and not do any of these things. So this is their way of trying to make up for that. So I get it. It's going to put us further in debt. It's something we're going to have a serious conversation on when we get up to the election, and even past the election, we finally get past this coronavirus. But I think the effects of doing nothing, as in injecting nothing into the economy, would be far more damaging than what we're doing right now with the $2 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Professor.
Thanks, Ron. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Professor. Yeah, maybe I should find myself a doctorate of opinion. The doctorate of, there's too many doctors on the radio, by the way. Back in the rock days, the doc of rock, every rock station had a doc, right? And every radio station, oh, the doc of whatever. I don't want to be the doc of opinion. Let's go to Chip, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, Ryan, how are you? I'd like to comment on the last two callers that called in to you. And first of all, regardless of the way the legislation is written, it's not for somebody who's on disability, Social Security, who's not working. They didn't lose anything as a result of this. Mm. As the caller who just called in a minute ago, it's for people who have had wages, and they now, because of this, no fault of their own, no fault of the business, they're not getting any money. That's really what it's for. So this guy who's so worried about getting his check and all that because he's on disability, it's kind of really kind of nutty, and we are going to have to pay for that. It's not really supposed to be for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to follow up on that, and we're going to have to pay the debt at some point. So all these people who really are not affected by this and worried about their checks, you know, it will get to you eventually, but let's not worry about that so much. Let's worry about the people who are losing their wages. So thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Chip. I think the $1,200 and trying to get it out there quickly to adults, there's a couple of different ways that this could be helpful. So if you have an immediate need meaning that you have rent, you have bills, you have to fill the gas tank, you don't have any money for food, those are some very serious concerns. So this is a direct deposit for you to be able to afford these things without having to go hungry or get kicked out and live on the street. That's a real fear that some people have. However, the other side of it is filing for unemployment through your state. That takes much longer time. And part of the stimulus package was if you did lose your job because of this, because the economy was essentially stunted, because all of these businesses couldn't stay in business because no one was allowed to go out and shop, no one was allowed to use the services, you couldn't gather, you couldn't do this or that. I mean, there's some pretty serious ramifications for the businesses that were forced to do that, and they had to furlough or lay off or fire people if they closed the doors for good. There's a lot of consideration there. So the unemployment that those people are going to be able to file for eventually will get to them through the pipeline, but it doesn't give any immediate relief because you're going to see an overload with the state where everyone's going to be filing at the same time. You got a lot of people filing for these things. And now the state level, they have to figure out how to handle it because they don't know, okay, how are we going to work with the feds in order to get the special funding? How are we going to be able to get the checks out to people? There's a lot of this confusion. So those are the ones that are going to be able to get a full benefit from this, meaning 100% of their pay up to 4 months. If they can't find a job in 4 months, they'll at least get 100% of their pay. That was a pretty big deal of the stimulus package. But this $1,200 or the $500 you're getting for the kids, whatever it is, this is just to help you quickly, right? This is just when you need a quick little fix, and then hopefully bridge some time where you'll be able to get the unemployment benefits. Real quick, let's go to James, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
What's going on, Ryan?
Hi.
I have to say, I agree with Chip. I don't understand the people that already get benefits or whatever are throwing a fit about it, I guess you could say. So, along with that, I wanted to add, I'm a truck driver. I'm gainfully employed right now. This is great for me, to a point. However, my fiance is a photographer for the schools. Mm. I have to say, the unemployment benefits for it is a joke. $60 a week is a joke. Oh,
through the state regularly, right? This is what it would have been.
Yeah. It's a joke. $60. Really?
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, we're not married. So with me having my income and her not having her income, which was pretty decent, I wonder how that would work. Now, me personally, hell, they should put mine wherever. Hell, they give somebody else.
I get it. Well, James, we got to get to the news here, but you know what? You could decide whatever you want to do with that money and put it back in the economy. You can donate it, whatever. More Overnight America coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.